What swear words are most offensive in the United States?
Oh, in the U.S., I mean, it's got to be the C word for a lady. That one's pretty strong.
That's true.
Yeah. It's offensive if you say it to a man, but much more offensive.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do feel like us girls and the gays, we're reclaiming that one.
You think so?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Like when, right before my roommate and I went to Pride, it was going to be on like a 90 degree day. So we were thinking, man, we got to hydrate. We're going to be out and about all day. Long Drink has a tent there. So we were like, we knew we were going to be drinking those. So we were like, we got to hydrate. So I made us, we were going to, usually you'd have mimosas to pregame. So I put blue Pedialyte in a mimosa glass and then sprayed some edible glitter in there and then put fruity little umbrellas on top and called it C-wordy Pedialyte. I was like, can I interest you in some C-wordy Pedialyte?
Mm-hmm.
And it was cute. It was fun. And
it was
like, good? Ooh, we're feeling C-wordy today.
And it was good?
It was pretty good.
But that time and place, certainly.
Time,
but that's
for sure.
The truth for almost every swear word, I suppose.
Of course. I love the C-word. I love it.
I like it when British people use it for sure. Like, yeah. They've just got it.
They really do have it figured out.
Yeah.
And this, I'm looking at this. It's a survey of attitudes towards swearing for the United States, Australia, and England. Which country is the most positive about swearing?
Australia.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
About 20% say it's very positive or somewhat positive. And then 50% are neither positive or negative. Mm-hmm. It's just words. And then 29% are somewhat negative or very negative. What about the United States?
We got to be pretty low. Everyone does it, but everyone bitches about it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty accurate. Americans, 5% say it's very positive. 6% say somewhat positive. I was surprised. 44% say they're indifferent to it. And I think that's probably where I am.
Yeah, probably.
I don't
care
if you do it. I'm not offended if you do it. And I don't care if you don't. Good for you.
I certainly wouldn't like consider it like, oh, that's positive. Like saying the F word is positive. I don't know. Like it just, that wouldn't, it's not how I would view that, but I'm mostly indifferent to it. Although sometimes I am a time and place person though.
Yeah.
Like I think that some people use it in time where you go, come on. I mean, like
if you say the F word in between every other word because it's all effing,
mm-hmm.
that makes you seem dumb.
Yeah, that's lazy speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now if you hit yourself in the hand with a hammer and you say, ah, F, totally
no
okay.
What
totally
else would you too. Say?
Totally acceptable.
No big deal.
But if you're describing it and you say, effing hit my effing hand with my effing hammer or yesterday effing day.
Yeah.
Then you're,
agreed. Women are more comfortable with cursing in the United States than men. Does that surprise you? It did me.
Mm.
No.
I mean, honestly, with the women and guys I know, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
All right. So back to the swear words. In the United States, the C word is the number one that's most offensive. About 86% of Americans say that is an offensive term.
The C word?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is second? Obviously, you can't say it.
The F word.
The F word is fourth.
Okay.
At about 65, 68%.
Like calling somebody, you call somebody a puss, right? Is that another one? I guess you could say that one. So that can't be second.
What about
that
like,
one's pretty far down.
What about sea sucker?
Mm.
That's a strong one.
With an Irish accent.
They must not have tested that one.
Now that one, yeah, again, all these are great with British or Irish accents, but
they must not have tested that one. MF is on there. That's number two.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, that's obviously
that
a
one,
very strong
yeah.
one. Yeah.
That is a big one.
Yeah.
The B word, bitch, is third.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Ahead of the F word.
Hmm.
That makes sense.
I mean,
no, that
it,
totally
it,
makes
it does,
sense.
It does kind of, yeah. I mean, because it's not, I mean, I don't think anybody would find it offensive if you're like, man, life's such a bitch. But when you call someone one, that's different, man. That's a strong fighting word.
I take it back. I misinterpreted it because it's on a graph and they've got Americans, Australians, and Britons. There's no red dot for the B word, which represents America. So for Australians and Britain and Brits, it's third. The United States, it makes it look like on this graph, we don't care.
Okay.
There's not even a red dot.
Okay, so that's like more, so bitch is more of their C word.
Yeah, it seems
okay,
that way.
So it's kind of.
Howings, what's more offensive, if I call you a bitch boy or if I call you an F boy?
Well, here, that's different connotations, I believe.
But you personally, what would you
adding
take?
Adding the word boy changes it, doesn't it?
It does.
I think I would be. If you meant it, I think I'd be more offended by bitch boy, because that means like you're being a whiny bitch boy, and nobody likes that, because you're probably in the midst of being a bitch boy.
Yeah, probably.
So that's the worst thing to hear at that moment. Now, F boy, I would disagree, but laugh, because I don't think that would describe me exactly. But
at least an F boy has a chance of getting some.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Americans do not like son of a bee.
What?
Americans don't
what?
Like.
There's a whole song where we go, son of a.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. I mean, it's almost 60% find that to be an offensive term.
Okay, so bitch is fine. Nobody cares about, but son of a bitch is. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Interesting.
They didn't do it, but GD, I bet, would be almost as high as the C word and MF.
Oh, yeah.
As far as people finding it offensive.
Yeah, anytime one of us lets one of those slip on here, there's at least three or four texts that come in like, I can't believe you said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoops. And either that style or it's, hey, I really like you guys, but if you could not do that.
True.
Which those ones I respect.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind that. I get it.
But the ones that bitch a lot, you just go, yeah, but you probably say this every day 45 times, but you're mad because you heard it.
The P word was sixth, by the way. One of you brought that one up.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't find it right away.
I am more okay with it when I'm calling somebody one versus somebody like talking about the body part.
Well, it is. It's totally different. It's the same with D. Like if somebody's being a D, that's different than, hey, check out my D.
Mm-hmm.
Very different.
Yes. That's why, because people will say, how come you guys can call someone that, but you can't say, look at my?
Mm hmm.
Because
it's different context.
Societal norms. That's why.
Which one is more offensive to Americans? Jerk, ass, hell. Put them in order.
Mm. It's got to be something stupid like hell, jerk, and then ass.
We're going most offensive to least offensive?
Yes. Which one is most offensive?
Okay. Hell. Is the most effective.
Yeah.
Followed by ass, followed by jerk.
I'm going to go jerk hell ass.
I think hell jerk ass.
It's a weird conversation. It goes ass, jerk, hell.
Oh, okay.
For Americans.
Oh.
I never considered jerk to be a swear or
a
bad word at all.
It's
what you ask people to say instead of effing idiot.
I only considered it to be a swear word one time because I called my sister a jerk in front of my grandmother, and my grandmother said, don't use swear words like that. And I went, and I looked at her, I was like, what? Oh, my God, I offended my nice grandma. And
yeah.
I'm not sure why, though, because we all say jerk all the time.
Maitland, in your house when you were a kid, was damn and darn it, or I'm sorry, was darn and dang it, were those off the table or were those okay?
I think those were okay.
They were at my house, but I remember at a friend's house where I said dang it during a video game, and he got hit in the back of the head because I said it, which was terrifying for me.
I keep saying it then.
That's really remarkable.
I was like, oh, she's going to hit me. That was just a warning shot. And he's like, I didn't say it. She goes, you need to tell your friends what the rules of the house are. And I'm like, you were sitting there. Why didn't? I mean, thanks for not hitting me.
Mm-hmm. What were you supposed to say? Fiddlesticks?
Yep.
I think.
Gosh golly.
Rats.
Gee willikers.
His parents taught him to say rats and fiddlesticks.
Okay.
Drat.
So, all right. So they were living in Leave It to Beaver World.
Criminy.
Yep.
Frickin' was, I said it one time and my mom was like, too close. Don't say it.
My kids try to sneak that one in.
So we had to say flippin'.
And they also will try to say effin'. And I'm like, no, I know what you're doing. It's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, all of it is derivative of something.
If they wanted to make the argument, well, why is, you don't let me say damn, but darn is okay. But if I say effing, I'm like,
it's a damn and darn are different words.
Yeah. Heck and poo. Which one's more offensive to Americans?
Heck
man?
And poo. Oh, man, poo. We are getting really down.
It's got to be poo.
Yeah, it's got to be poo.
It is poo. Almost 20% say poo is an offensive term. About 10% say heck.
Man, the people who get hung up on like any type of feces talk or whatever. Oh, no. Oh.
All right. Closest without going over. Last one. What percentage of Americans considered the word douchebag to be a swear? One that an offensive curse word.
50%.
Douchebag. That's exactly right.
Is it?
I'm not even going to let everyone else guess. 50% is exact. That's a lot.
Yeah, I've been surprised when I'm like, oh, man, he's such a douche when I say that, how that can be jarring for some people.
Yeah.
Because I say GD a lot, too. But I say it when I'm talking right now, I don't feel right dropping GD.
Right.
When I drop it, I'm dropping it because I'm either laughing or something shocking. And, you know, whatever. But with douche, I just throw that around all the time.
I never think, like, I don't.
I love the word
I'm not
douche.
Calling the kids douches or
oh,
saying
I'll call
it in front of them.
For I mean, sure.
But I don't think of it really as a swear. I mean,
yeah.
You know?
No, I would think anybody our age and younger wouldn't really care. I mean, I remember watching SNL when I was a young kid, and it was like, Lord and Lady Douchebag.
Yes.
And like,
yes.
And like, so by that point, I go, well, that sounds funny. I didn't even know what a douchebag was, but I knew it sounded funny.
I still don't really know. Like, I mean, I assume it's a, like an IV bag, but it's filled with douche. But I, like, does anyone buy them? Is there a douchebag section of the grocery store?
Aren't douches what ladies use to clean out their...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their ovens.
I didn't think anyone did that anymore.
Yeah. When you said that for a second, I was like, oh, wait, he really doesn't know that ladies use those.
No, I know. Yeah. But an actual douche bag, was that an actual product? Like, hey, get your bag of douche. Bags of douche. Just buy two, get one free this week with your Sam card.
They may have come in a bag. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, now that you mention it, is it a product or is it the act of doing it? Am I douching?
Like, is it the same as like a wind bag? No one ever sold a wind bag, but I know that's someone who talks too much.
Yeah.
But is bag just something you add on? Like, oh, you're an ass bag.
It doesn't even
They're not an actual bag of asses.
It doesn't even matter now. I know douche doesn't come in a canoe, but that gets thrown on there a lot. Douche yeah. nozzle.
Good point.
I mean,
there's
probably
there is
a nozzle.
A douche nozzle. It's
but,
on the
you
douche.
Know, you can
bag.
Add not you can add anything to douche. And it
I think
sounds
the douche
fine.
Canoe it's, is what you haul all of the douche bags to market in.
Yeah, like
you know, if you're like a fur trader.
Yeah.
Douche is
like
the
Fernando Pontiac
point,
or whatever his name was.
Fernando Pontiac.